When I left the United States about 2 years ago, the consortium of these groups, brokers, community revolving funds, our own small credit unions, and some other weird situations I might tell you about in a minute, were handling $1.6 billion. And $1.6 billion is an awful lot of money. But by the 10th of November this year, we're just going past $60 billion. And that would cover the national debt of Britain and Australia and a few other countries. And that's all in ethical finance systems, and it's all from very ordinary people. At any one time, between our insurance and ordinary bank accounts, the few hundred dollars we have, in mass, we have a huge capital power. And although the multinationals have to pay us because we have to buy their products, we don't have to give the money back. We can put it into one of our own systems. So they really don't stand much chance as long as enough of us set up our own financial system. At the low level, when Bob Hawke had his economic summit, to which he called the trade unions and the business people, we had our little alternative economic summit, to which we called some organic gardening societies and wilderness groups and so on. None of them came, but luckily 10 hippies came, as usual. We've got to depend on the hippie, it seems. And of these 10 hippies who left, that was 15 months ago, went home somewhere to the wilds of Waitalaba or out of Sydney, each set up an innovative investment system. And had we brought the Wilderness Society and the Organic Gardening Society, I doubt if they'd have set up an innovative investment system. So maybe we call a hippie meeting every year. And the sort of thing they did were very simple things. One chap went home to a valley in which only 26 people lived. He said to them, look, we're all banking ANZ, and we're all banking in different accounts. I wonder how much money we have. What if we just all put it in one account and see? And they had $28,000 hidden under their pillows and saved up for their next motorbike and money they didn't declare, probably from the illegal sale of green materials or something. So then they put their heads together and said, well, what will we do with all this money? And I said, well, we're paying a lot for bread, let's build a bakehouse. So for about $3,500, they built a baker's oven and a bakehouse and started baking their bread. So two of them were no longer unemployed, they were bakers. And then they said, all right, and we're putting too much money out for food, let's build a shop, buy wholesale and set up a cooperative. So they did that. And what else was there to do? Well, we were paying out a lot for car repairs, so they built a garage and a repair shop. And that was all done in 5 months by 26 hippies. And then I said, what else? And I said, we don't want anything else. So they collapsed the fund and redistributed the money. And by then I had a lot more money than they'd started with, because the thing was paying back a fair percentage from their own businesses. But they could set it up again at the drop of a hat. If they thought they wanted a town hall or something like that, they could build it. Now, a town hall would be a very senseless thing to build because it wouldn't pay them back very well, but they could build a small teaching institute or whatever they wish. So that's at one level. Another person went home, Jill Jordan from Mullaney, and she had started a food co-op some years before, and she went home and announced to the co-op people, this is now a credit union and a co-op. And Jill's just gone up past $250,000. And almost everybody who wants to grow organic or set up markets can be funded from that credit union at Mullaney. And it's resulted in a very strong support of organic growers and farmers in the total district with a good market output and some capital to come and get before you start. That is, if you like, you can build your chook house and buy all your hens and put in your free-range plants before and have all your eggs pre-sold and get on with the job straight away instead of hanging around there for 5 years, you know, scrounging at the tip for old posts and unrolling rusty netting and so on. So it enables people to develop into action very quickly. And at the next level, one other chap who had been studying to be a Roman Catholic priest and abandoned it before I saw him, I didn't have any influence on him, because he thought there were other useful things to do as well. He went home and he started a little company called August Investments, and I have some of his forms outside. August Investments is, again, entirely innovative. He simply registered a company which cost $450 or $500, and he put up the purpose of the company was to invest. And then he said to all of us, lend me some money. So we all lend the company some money. So then he takes our loans to his company and invests them. And he's enabled us to buy, well, now many thousands of dollars worth of shares in good small companies, to fund a lot of new enterprises, to support people in sensible endeavours, and a lot of us around him try and research how these are going to go. He's also put as an objective of the company, objective number 11, that when the funds reached $40,000, which I just screamed past a while ago, he would set up Pucker Legal Property Trust. And that will enable us to buy large properties, to develop them, and to settle our own sort of people on them in the right sort of places, with the right sort of services, with their water and a lot of their energy services, and decently designed homes, and also to provide them with their own banking systems and schools. So we're entering a new phase, and we've done it all in about 18 months in Australia and 3 years worldwide. So let me assure you that you really do have your own fate in your own hands, and I hope that a few of you might stay behind for even a quarter of an hour after I finish lecturing and tell me you're going to take part in December Investment Company of Perth. Because in Perth, you'd rather not living in Tasmania. It'd be handy if Tasmania was off Perth, because we do lead isolated lives. We have to pay to get out and pay to get in. And to come from home to here and back costs me about $1,000, and costs you the same to go to the eastern states and come home. So we're a bit cut off. And an investment company in Sydney, as good as it is, although it enables us to buy shares in other good companies, and they could be in West Australia, really isn't suited to running systems in Perth. And it's the people of Perth who should be running those systems. And they know which companies serve them well, they know which companies meet the criteria, and they know what sort of things they need to set up. And you need to set up an organic growers market